I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we'll tell you why Trey Lance just said something that should make every Cowboys fan sick to their stomach.
Let's go roll the intro.
All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today, but first,
huge.
Some important show-related business. You know, last week,
We
announced the grand opening of the official Fusco merch store, and Tony, the
just
demand
incredible.
Has been so off the charts.
Incredible.
You know, we were told the factory workers have been working nonstop 24-7 to
I believe
process
it.
All these yep. orders. In fact, this has led to several labor violations. But what we've been told is government officials have refused to intervene because they want their t-shirts, mugs, and hats and mouse pads delivered as fast as possible to them. So,
of course.
You know, we get it. So just if you know, it's going to be a delay, but just click the link
Don't worry,
in the description
it's coming.
Right now. And what's this? Oh, they get 20% off two or more items. That's the deal.
Wow,
right
there you go. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Look
anyway,
at that.
As we said, huge show today. You know, first, we got a bone to pick with Wikipedia. We'll get into that. Also, this bizarre story at a Rams camp. And unfortunately, our guest today, you know, our partners at Fox Sports Radio, they asked us to promote his
show. They begged us, more like
begged us. You know, because we're big stars at the network. Help out the little people.
Of course.
You know, comes with the territory. Anyway, he's the host of The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker. And, you know, we heard he's teaching now at USC. He's teaching sports
talk.
Yeah,
well, let's see if he passed the test today. Let's see how he does.
That's right. And speaking of pass, we don't want to pass over this important word from our good friends at Southwest Airlines. Do you like comfort when you fly? Why? Stop being such a fucking prima donna.
Yeah, you know, the other day, my Aunt Marie and her boyfriend Nunzio got back from a flight to Orlando on Southwest Airlines. And I asked Nunzio if the flight was comfortable. He said it felt great, but the space was a little too small for two people. And I said, what do you mean too small? Your seats? And he said, no, the bathroom. And then I thought, actually, let's just move on.
Yeah,
let's
we'll hear about that story later. Anyway, yeah. Book a flight today at southwest.com. Use the promo code Fusco Show and get 20% off any flight inside the continental United States between the hours of 3 and 4 in the morning. Southwest. All right, now that we got all that business out of the way, Tony, it's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, of course, the Cowboys finally taking the first step to recovery and admitting that Dak Prescott is not the future of their organization. They made a big trade for 49ers backup quarterback Trey Lance, who many people say has been a total bust. But that's not fair at all, right, Tony?
No, not at all. You see, the problem here is that the 49ers surrounded Trey Lance with too many good players.
Yep.
That was unfair to Trey. It made him look bad. It's so much more fair to put him on a team like the Cowboys where he can be surrounded with other fellow shitty players.
Yep.
You know, it reminds me of when Billy Joel was married to Christie Brinkley and everyone was like, oh, but he's so ugly. But then now you look at Billy Joel and you think, oh, he's only kind of ugly.
Terrifically said, Tony. And, you know,
thank you.
Trey Lance, you know, he's also barely played. He's got as much experience with football as our producer has with women. And, you know,
yeah, maybe a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, true. You know, there are good signs here for Trey Lance. You know, a lot of people, they like to focus on useless things like stats. But you have to go deeper. Isn't that right, Tony?
100%. You have to look at history too, or what we call patterns. And when you do that, you'll clearly see that the only two quarterbacks to succeed in Dallas this century have four-letter first names that start with T and end in Y, Troy and Tony. And now they have Trey, which also follows the proven pattern of success. So as you can see, this is a perfect fit.
Just tremendous historical perspective there, Tony. And, you know,
Thank you.
If we did, all right, go ahead and look at Trey Lance's stats. You know, people say he, quote unquote, sucks because he's only completed 55% of his passes.
Well, oh, please.
You know who also completed only around 50% of their passes?
Who?
A man named Terry Bradshaw.
Legend.
How about a man named Joe Namath? And what
Broadway.
About Trent Dilfer? Who led the Ravens to a Super Bowl. You know, Tony, it's just so sad today how people ignore history.
It's pathetic. They should be ashamed.
Absolutely. Now, you know, all isn't rosy in this trade here, Tony. You know, there are reasons for the Cowboy fans to be concerned. You know, in his first presser with the team, Trey Lance said about Dak, quote, "I'm just trying to learn everything I possibly can from him." And Tony, this spells danger for the Cowboys, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's not enough of a plan there for Trey. He said he wants to learn everything Dak knows about football. Okay, but that should only take maybe 3 or 4 hours tops. And you probably want to forget about 90% of that anyway.
Great point, Tony. And, you know, there was one positive out of Trey Lance's press that we don't want to overlook. You know, he talked about how he's approaching this new opportunity with Dallas. And he told the reporters, quote, "I'm not looking forward. I'm just looking to take it one day at a time." And this is what you like to see out of a QB. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. Sometimes young players try to take it 2 days at a time or 7 days at a time. And that's too many days at a time. When you look at it, 1 day is the perfect amount of time to take things. So, good sign there.
Couldn't agree more, Tony. And now, staying on the subject of NFC quarterbacks, you know, we have a little bone to pick with Wikipedia, you know. We were on the Wikipedia page for Jalen Hurts. You know, just checking around, making sure everything's kosher, you know.
Yep.
And
just checking
in.
At
the very top of the page, we saw something so disturbing. Yeah, this is true, people. You can go look. There's this message that says, read this, not to be confused with Jalen Hurd. Who the f*** is Jalen Hurd?
No f***ing idea.
Yeah, well, we clicked on it just to see, you know, who this Jalen Hurd with the D was. Apparently, he was a wide receiver for the 49ers for 3 seasons, who spent his whole career on injured reserve before retiring.
What so the f***?
Who the f*** is confusing Jalen Hurd with the guy going to Super Bowls?
Yeah. This is like if you searched for Megan Fox and then it said not to be confused with Michael J. Fox. Well, nobody's making that mistake. Trust me.
Great point, Tony. And let's just move
Thank
on.
Thank you.
You know, to a very strange report out of Los Angeles. ESPN reporting that Rams veteran quarterback Matthew Stafford is having, quote, trouble connecting with the younger players on his
team.
Yeah,
saw that.
Yeah, but that's not the most concerning part of the story, people. You see, the information came from a podcast, The Morning After, which is hosted by Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly Stafford. So what's most concerning here is who the hell is listening to Kelly Stafford's podcast and why does Kelly Stafford have a podcast? I mean, not to be, you know, offensive here, but not everyone has to have a podcast.
It's out of control. They're just giving podcasts to anyone who wants to talk sports these days, no matter how far they are removed from the field, or no offense, no matter how little they know about the game.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's a slap in the wrist to anyone out there who's doing quality sports talk.
Yeah, you know, Tony, it's pathetic. You know, what we need to do is we need to start limiting the amount of sports podcasts. When you think
there
about
you go.
It, there should only be like three.
Maybe three the most, exactly.
Yeah, just terrible what's going on here.
Horrible.
Well, anyway, on the subject of people who shouldn't be doing sports talk, natural segue there, Tony.
Yeah, that was perfect.
I see our guest coming on the line there. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right. He's the host of Fox Sports Radio's The Odd Couple. Now get this. He's also teaching sports talk as some sort of professor at USC.
What, a kindergarten?
Yeah, so, no, apparently these are grown adults. So that leads to our first question. What the fuck can you possibly be teaching these kids?
Poor kids.
Are you kidding? I'm a guy who's been doing this for decades now. I have
and you're
knowledge.
Totally out of touch, but okay.
Yeah,
go,
you've been duping people for decades.
What?
I have knowledge. I have information. I'm what the kids, you know, I'm hip. I'm alive. It's what the kids are looking for. I'm that guy.
Man, I'd be running out of the classroom if I was there. Give us an example. We want an example, some free education. Please,
yeah, what
professor.
Are you teaching
what are you
these
teaching
kids?
Them? Yeah, like give us
I'm
a lesson plan.
How to do a good podcast. What you want to do, and I don't know if you guys you need to maybe take this class to help your podcast.
Got a PhD in podcasts. Yeah.
What do you teach them, though? Like, what's a lesson? Give me a lesson.
Here's a lesson. What you want to do when you're doing these shows is you want to be fun and informative. It's good. You got to be fun. If
what do you know about being informative? Nothing.
What? I'm helping.
People are paying for this? Have they sued you yet?
No, I have not been sued. What do you think? This is Trump University? No, I have not been sued.
That is a privileged institution that helped at least four people.
Yeah, so exactly.
But there's one quick question for you. You know, you're telling these kids to get into sports talk. You know, Tony and I, we were talking earlier in the show. There are already way too many sports podcasts, Rob. Who needs
Absolutely.
That many? Don't you think we should start limiting the number to like, you know, three?
No, there shouldn't be a limit. I mean, people will weed out the bad ones. What they do is the people who love the good ones, if you have good content. This is a free market society. Why do we
which
need
I can't
limit?
Figure out why you're still employed based on
that. Yeah, exactly.
It's only been 37 years I've been doing this type of sports media.
Guess, Papo just must have left the radio on and forgot to turn it off or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. All right, let's see. Yeah. All right, Professor, let's get into it. Let's talk about Trey Lance, obviously, you know, traded from the 49ers to the Cowboys.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, Trey Lance is a bust, but that's not fair. You know, it's clearly because the 49ers they were too good a team. They made him look bad. See, what he needed to be on a team with players, right?
Yep.
Don't you think that's why the Cowboys are a better fit because they're so shitty?
You know what? I think Trey Lance didn't even get a real fair shot. I don't know. I mean, what did he do? We played five games.
Yeah.
I mean, the 49ers, they have good players. We know that. And the Cowboys, we know, aren't as good. They haven't been to an NFC Championship game since 1995.
Yep.
They've been awful because Jerry Jones is running the organization like a mom and pop store. That's why the Eagles are popular or good, because they're in a division with a bad team like the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, see, sure. he was on the right track, and then he went off the rails at the end there. You were like 70% there.
Don't you think Trey Lance, you know, people are saying he's a bust, right? Because he only completed 55% of his passes. But, you know, you're old enough to remember Terry Bradshaw. 52%. Joe Namath, barely 50%. You know, Trent Dilfer, he didn't even complete one pass. Don't you think people are focusing too much on these useless stats?
Yes, it is too many useless stats. All the stat geeks with the pocket pen protectors and all these guys who have never even played ball are the guys that these owners have now hired. I agree. Finally, we agree on something. Enough with all the geeks. It's about winning. It's about getting the job done.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Lance, let's just be fair. He played 5 games in the NFL. That's a cup of coffee and a sweet roll in the real world. That's nothing.
Yeah. See, you know, this is all right. This is good. I like.
Finally.
I hope you teach your kids this at the schools. You know, don't focus on the stats like a nerd. Just talk from your gut. Okay. You know, Tony, tell them the other take you had about why Trey Lance is going to be a success in Dallas. Listen to this, Professor.
Yeah. You got to see things differently here, Professor. Think about it. The only good Cowboys quarterbacks this century had 4-letter first names that start with T and end with Y. Troy, Tony, and now Trey. Don't you think that shows that Trey, rather than Dak, is a better fit in Dallas?
So smart.
Is that what you're basing it on? The first name of a quarterback? Are we serious? I mean,
yeah, patterns.
The professor's upset. What's that?
It's just a coincidence. It's a coinky dink. It don't have anything to do with whether or not he's going to be successful in Dallas. Troy didn't start off great, right? But he wound up being great. Tony couldn't hold down an extra point and win a playoff game. So I don't know about how successful he was in Dallas.
He's jealous, Tony. He's jealous that he didn't come up with that.
He doesn't see the patterns, Rob.
Watching this and realizing they were never taught how you do journalism here.
So you're telling me that if Tony... If Tiny Tim played for the team, you would include him as well?
Well, no, because Tiny isn't his first name. Tim was his first name. So there's
you don't
the
get
difference.
It. You don't
so
see not, the pattern.
You're not listening.
Yeah.
And processing.
Rob, process this here. Look at the Eagles. Their last three quarterbacks have all had 5-letter last names that are one syllable. Wentz, Foles, Hurts. And look at the results. They all got to Super Bowls.
Super Bowls.
Oh, and that is the reason why it's not about the receivers or the running game or the defense or quarterback play. It's about wordplay and names. Is that where we are?
He just doesn't understand.
We're blowing his mind. He can't wrap his head around it. That's the problem.
Obviously, this is too much
this
for you.
This is troubling. Right, if I'm USC, right, this is very troubling.
I get it, Tony. You want to talk more X's and O's and show off your knowledge.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that.
We can do that, too.
Here you go. All right. You know, the other day was NFL cut day. A lot of big moves, Rob. A lot of headlines. So we're going to go down the list and get your opinion on several of these key moves. So let's just dive right in here. First, big news out of Pittsburgh, as I'm sure you saw. Tight end Zach Gentry released by the Steelers.
Wow.
Your thoughts?
Oh, go ahead. What? Okay, what happened?
I said... What just happened there? Are we on with Mitch McConnell? Hold on. Hey, look, big news out of Pittsburgh. Okay, we know you're getting up there. We'll try again. Big news out of Pittsburgh. Tight end Zach Gentry released by the Steelers.
Okay, what is that supposed to mean? Does that mean the Steelers season is over?
Your thoughts.
Your thoughts. This is how an interview guest segment works. This is when you talk. You're supposed to know that as a so-called professor.
I'm not. I don't think that that's going to alter where Pittsburgh's going or what they're doing.
No, you're supposed to be a professor. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Give me somebody who really matters.
Tony, just explain to him quickly.
Are you kidding me? He was a 2019 fifth-round pick out of Michigan.
Yeah.
They re-signed him in the spring, and he was on the field for 50% of Pittsburgh snaps last season.
He didn't know that.
This is going to totally alter the season.
He wants another one. Okay, here you go.
Okay, fine.
All right. The Bears... There's a big news out of Chicago. The Bears cut cornerback Kendall Vildor. Your thoughts?
I tried to read, but I couldn't without my Kindle. But other than that, another one. I just don't understand, like, how
you
that
know, you're a sports talk professor. You don't know the first thing about football.
What don't you understand? He went to Georgia Southern.
Yeah,
he was picked in the fifth round in 2020.
He got his first career interception last year against the Vikings.
Exactly.
Right. Not going well for you. You're not looking good here. All right, let's we'll try another one.
Try one more.
Long snapper Trent Sieg was released by the Cowboys. Huge move here. Your thoughts?
Trent Sieg, I'd rather have Bob Seger. I mean, what are we talking here? A long snapper?
These are the kind of modern references that have kept you in the business for so long. Who's next? Glenn Campbell? This is what he teaches these kids. Oh, just go compare Joe Burrow to Mork and Mindy.
I'm giving them context to the life that we live.
Right. You're going to reference the Carol Burnett show next.
You want context? I'll give you context.
Yeah.
You on this show, you suck. You should be out of context.
Guess what?
So guess
you didn't
what?
Make the 53-man roster on this show.
You're off the show.
You're off
Get
the show. Guess what? No tenure for you, professor. You're
Bob
off Seger. The show.
More like Bob, see you later. Get out of here.
Cusco Satellite Network.
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, how the hell does that guy become a professor?
I don't know, but those students are being robbed of a proper education.
There, see, well said that, Tony. Way to bring it
thank
all
you.
Around. And, you know,
yep.
let's not ruin what was otherwise a terrific show. Of course, we yep. want to thank our sponsors at Southwest Airlines.
Oh, thank you. Hold on.
If it isn't
you kidding
someone
me?
I want to see on Value Jet Airlines,
oh,
a producer
Jay.
What?
What do you want?
Corrections.
What?
What? Go.
First, you said Troy Aikman was one of the best Cowboys quarterbacks of this century.
Yeah,
yeah
bro.
No
common
question,
knowledge.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in the 21st century, and Troy Aikman retired in the year 2000. That's the 20th century.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to ache, man, after I beat you.
Yeah, 2,000 is the number of times I'm going to kick you in the balls.
Yeah. Great one, Tony.
You're done. That's it. No more.
What? You said Trent Dilfer led the 2000 Ravens to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
leader
bro,
of the
that's
team.
That's a fact. Look it up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. The Ravens' defense was number one in points allowed, number two in total yards allowed. So he didn't lead the team.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to lead you into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, you're going to be number two after I feed your body parts to my dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Great one, Tony.
You're done. Go home. We're finished here. We're through.
What?
You said you were surprised that people listen to Kelly Stafford's podcast.
Yeah, bro, totally.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It's one of the top podcasts in the kids and family category. I bet way more people listen to that one than this one.
Oh, yeah? Well, when I'm done with you, you won't be able to have kids and a family if you catch my drift.
Yeah. If there's one thing I'm not going to listen to, it's your cries for help. Yeah.
Oh, great
he
one,
said,
Tony.
Poorly.
There you go.
He's soaking.
Oh, but you know what you want to listen to, Tony, on that subject? Next week's episode. Because guess who's booked as a
Who?
Guest? Nick Foles, Super
wow,
Bowl hero,
huge.
Eagles legend,
I can't wait
on
for
this
that
show. Anyway, don't
huge.
Forget, visit our merch store. We got that promotion running. 20%
oh, yeah.
off
buy
door
all
items
the merch.
And more. Yeah, go
buy
load
it for
up.
Your friends and family.
Yeah. And don't forget, subscribe on the YouTube, follow us on the TikTok, listen on Fox Sports Radio. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.